You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye to let him hold you tight.
One of the most enduring and beloved oldies from the early 1960s, Save the Last Dance for Me, was a big hit for the Drifters. But like most songs of that era, it was written by someone outside the group, a would-be blues shouter-turned-songwriter who had taken the name Doc Pomus. With his collaborator, Mort Shulman, Pomus composed dozens of hits, many for black R&B groups. But Pomus, whose given name was Jerome Felder, was himself Jewish. And as a young man who had survived polio, he was part of another minority as well. Yet Anthony Tussler, a Pen Grove-based writer and consultant on disability issues, believes Pomus found a commonality and strength in his outsider status.
He had this sense of community, being a polio survivor. He also saw his disability as being like other disenfranchised people, including black and poor. And so I think there is this deep understanding of his own role as a disabled person. He understood who he was.
This sense of belonging infused the songs Pomus wrote with a common thread that surely factored in their popularity. But in Save the Last Dance for Me, Tussler sees and hears an extra dimension informed by the author's physical limitations and his emotional courage.
Those opening lyrics, you can dance every dance with any guy that'll give you the eye. He is willing to show a remarkable vulnerability that I think comes out of his knowing himself and having lived the life he did as a disabled person.
Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much.
Having established that tension in the opening lines, Tussler continues, Pomus goes on to find resolution, not in conflict, but in confidence.
He also was able to express, and I still find this mind-blowing, remarkable self-confidence in the lyrics where he resolves the tension of his wife dancing with someone else.
Don't forget who's taking you home.
With don't forget in whose arms you're going to be. So not only does he have confidence of reminding that person of their implicit contract, but he also sexualizes it.
It has been widely reported, though not confirmed, that Save the Last Dance for Me was drawn from Pomus's personal history, purportedly the dancing following his own wedding. But it's hardly necessary to know the story behind the song to appreciate it. Still, Tussler finds the root of that universality in the writer's disability experience.
I've always believed that the disability experience, because we live outside the mainstream, on the outside looking in, can understand the world of people in a different, more profound way than people who just kind of sail through life. Doc Pomus, to my mind, proves it. He takes his disability experience, puts it into universal language, and it is so true for so many people. Save the Last Dance for Me is one of the few songs that I know of that people who are in their 60s and 70s know, but also teenagers know the song as well. It really has a universal appeal, and I think that came out of the universality of the disability experience.
Save the last dance for me.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
Save.